Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You'll pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick the goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.
Today's segment is pretty...
Okay, Chad, we got Paul in here, so we, it's a coin toss, or how?
It's a coin toss on how this gonna work.
But hey, you guys, hey Facebook, hey YouTube, hey Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm gonna start a list, cause we have like 15 different platforms that we're on, and I can't never remember all of them.
So you need to write where you should put it.
Right, yeah, put it right there, right? So, happy belated Thanksgiving, because we didn't say it last week. But anywho, we got in the building the Pastry Shack, a.k.a. Nikki. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good and full. I didn't gain about 30 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What Thanksgiving
so
do
you,
to you.
You went all in.
I can dig it. But Shaq here, I'm sorry, Nikki. I'm trying to get used to it. Nikki was the one who did my birthday cake, my Golden Girls birthday cake a month ago. And so I had just met her on Facebook. The way I found out about her was I was on Facebook and somebody else, you so nice, ashy elbows and all. But
you not nice.
But what happened?
Nice.
I'm part of this Facebook group called DFW Black Businesses or whatever, and I'm trying to figure out, did I post something or somebody else had posted something about cakes? Mm-hmm. And I think they tagged you in it, and I was like, well, let me go see what this chick is about. And so I had messaged her. And then she was like, I can do it. And she quoted me a price. And I was just like, thank God. Because I tried to go through somebody else. And they were just pussyfoot. And my birth... Girl, that's not a curse word. But and so I was like, I'm in a rush. And so she had did it for me. And it turned out really, really great.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, I still love it. I still, as a matter of fact, I think the rose was like the last part that I kept. And I think I still got the banner thing on top. Mm-hmm. It's in my glove compartment. And so I was like,
you can use it as a fan.
Yeah, exactly. When I get high. And so I was like, let me bring her on, because I went through your website and, you know, and read what you were about. So I was like, okay, she's good to be on the show, because everybody wants to start something, or they want to make money off of a hobby or something that they learned to do. So I was like, who better else to do it? Or who else has to talk about it? So, we're going to get into that later. So, just relax.
Okay, you know? No, I'm relaxed. I am.
So, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I actually got to spend time with both sides of my family this year, which is something I never do.
Oh, wow.
So, I was really excited to see, like, my mom and, you know, everybody. And then I drove down to Tyler to spend time with my cousin. I actually surprised them. I lied and told them I wasn't coming. And then I ended up showing up. So it was perfect. And I really didn't. I really had a good time. Because I didn't get to see that side of my family a lot.
Did you cook?
So I did not. My mama warned me, actually. I was threatened. I'm going to just tell you. Because I made a bunch of stuff last year. Like, I went too far. Like, because I bake. So I brought cakes, and I brought pies, and I brought cupcakes. I don't remember what else I brought. It was a bunch of stuff. My mama told me, don't make a cake. She said, make just cupcakes.
Yeah.
Don't come in here with all that stuff this year. Because we didn't have a big Thanksgiving. We kind of had like a drive-by Thanksgiving. It wasn't very long. Because my grandmother is high risk. So we didn't do that. Yeah. So, yeah, I was threatened. I mean, she did.
Yeah.
She basically told me, don't do all that. And I was like, yes, ma'am. So.
And see, usually we go back home to Arkansas for Thanksgiving, because my mom's birthday is also around Thanksgiving, so we'll go down there and celebrate her birthday and all that jazz. But since stuff is going on, we was like, we'll just stay home.
Right.
And so all the family that we have here, we gather together and, you know, and celebrate it. And I did all, I did majority of the cooking. I didn't do all of it. My mom helped. Well, my mom did a few dishes. But I was up for like 2 days. And I was exhausted.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that's how much food that we do.
Oh, see, that's my mom and my aunt. They like to cook for 1,000 people, even though each one of them only has one kid. Never have figured that out. They cook for the neighborhood. It's like, y'all do know y'all each only have one kid.
Right. And that's how we do it. We had made turkey dressing, chicken spaghetti, regular spaghetti, cornbread, rolls, meatloaf, fried chicken, fried catfish, macaroni and cheese.
This sounds like the menu at Loopy's.
We did a banana pudding.
Did you hear what I say?
And Oreo pudding. What else? I'm pretty sure mashed potatoes, green beans, cream corn. Mm. I know I'm missing something.
I mean, this sounds like the menu at Luby's. Really? Good night. Okay.
And so we started, well, Thanksgiving was on Thursday, right? So we started Wednesday evening. Oh, and greens.
Of course.
Right.
It's a given.
Automatically. Yeah. So we started, because my mom got off like around 6. So we started like around 7. Well, she started around 7 in the evening. And then she had just got off work, and then she was like, Andre, I'm tired. You just gonna have to finish. Okay.
Oh.
So so I didn't go to bed till like 4 o'clock Thursday morning. And then I woke back up at 7 and finished cooking. And we got done like around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Right?
That sounds about
right. And so we had a whole, it was all cousins and stuff. But we had fun, and then we listened to music, and then I was so exhausted. My mom's husband has, they call it a Raider room. It's like his man cave, because he's a Raiders fan. Okay. So it's like all decked out in Raider stuff and whole bunch of foolishness. And so everybody was like partying outside, but I was just so tired. I went in and laid on the floor. Oh. And The Godfather was on. So I was like, yes, I can go to sleep comfortably. Because that's my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies.
Oh, I was going to say, you mean, I thought you were trying to say that it was boring and that you could sleep.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I was going to say, man.
No, that's like my favorite trilogy, The Godfather. And all three of them was coming on. So I was like, ooh, if I turn this on, I can just lay here. And I've already seen it. So it's like I can, you know, go to sleep and I'd be like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Right.
Kind of like how I do Golden Girls.
I can dig it.
Right.
Okay. Because I'm like, then people gonna come looking for you if they find out that you don't like.
And you know, they did it. They did.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like the Beyoncé. You know, it's the same. You say bad things about Beyoncé, it's like the same thing. You say bad things about The Godfather, people just show up.
Yeah. So. All in the comments.
And
section.
I will sell you out and be like, no, it's not. I don't want to be part of that. So.
Right. And then when it was on commercial, I pop out, you know, just to look, and they was like, oh, where you been?
Oh.
I was napping. Oh, well, at least trying
sounds like
to.
Fun. That sounds like fun.
Right. But it was really good because just to see, it's nice because I love to cook. So to see a lot of people enjoy the food that they're eating. And then it's like, and then what was really funny, because we started early, you know, the food would get cold because, you know, it's just sitting there. Mm-hmm. And my sister's boyfriend, who I can't stand, had came by and he fixed him a plate.
This is on the radio, right?
He fixed him a plate, and my sister was like, you want to put it in the microwave? And he was like, oh, it's cold? But he got food in his mouth. Because he was like, it's just, I don't need to warm it up. That's how good it is.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, well, I've done my job. I'm going to go lay down. The thing that made me mad was people didn't want to clean up.
Nobody ever really wants to clean up.
I know. So I had to get up from my nap.
I'm one of those people.
You one of those people? Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't invite you.
Well, I'm sorry. No, I mean, I'm not, you have every right, because I'm not sorry. I'm just going to be honest. I don't want to clean up. I could did all that cooking, and I don't know. I don't want to do it. So.
And see, and I did most of the cooking. So then my sister, I get up. My sister was like, who didn't bring anything. She brought a little bit amount of alcohol, which made me even more miffed. She was like, all right, Andre, let's start cleaning. Like, huh? You can do it. I'm finna go back and lay down. And then when I got, then I laid back down and I got back up and went back in the kitchen. She was gone. And then we started cleaning up. Me and my mom.
Is she gonna see this show?
Huh?
She gonna see the show?
Did she what?
Did she listen to the show?
Did she? Oh no, she don't. Even if she did, she know what she did.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
So me and my mom, we start cleaning up, and then right when we get to the end, she comes back in the house, is like, oh, y'all done cleaned up?
Yeah, that is also me. I'm sorry.
You whore. I was so mad.
Well.
But.
This show not Christian? This not a Christian show?
No, it's not.
I didn't know. I was just checking.
You're far from it.
Okay.
Ain't that right, Paul?
I'm like, don't put me in that, cause like, do not put me in that, cause I am trying.
It's alright. It's natural. Being ashy is natural. But anywho,
I'm sorry, but I do not disagree with that. I do not agree with that. That is no, ash is not okay.
It's part of your blackness.
Listen, so
white people try to take a lot from us, but they can't take ash away.
Listen. That's why God made tea tree oil, okay?
Right.
Just gonna say that.
Olive oil, baby oil.
Something.
But we finna take a break, because I done got high. We need to open this door. And then we gonna talk about Nikki's business and how she got started and all that. And she brought snacks. Thank God she did.
I did bring snacks.
Because I told her, I was like, you better bring them or you ain't gonna be able to get on the show. Because every time, we're trying to, like, you know, bring guests on. So, if like, mm-hmm. if you have a business, like, and if you want to be interviewed, you're going to have to bring something to eat, something to drink, something to take, something for me to take home. Last time we had one of my friends, she started a company called Sage of Things, where she sells sage and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And then her sister wife sells candles and stuff. So, I was like, y'all got to bring some stuff up here. We'll talk about that after the show. Okay. So... So we're finna go into a break, and then when we come back, it's all about Nikki today.
Hello there. Please do us a favor and check out our friends over there at Sage and Fangs. I've been on Rosa for a very long time, and this girl is doing her thug dizzle, okay? Over there, they sell smudging kits, sage, crystals, Florida water, abalone shells, yonestine, dragon blood. Most importantly, they deliver. So call 817-664-8447 or check.
Oh, I didn't know that. My bad. I got cultivated by my own show.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right. We were playing Tina Turner because the other day was her birthday, and I love me some Tina Turner. So, welcome back. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm sitting here. Got my tablet in the hand, watching the live, and forgot where I was at. Got cultivated. But we're back with Miss Nikki, the pastry shack. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so I was reading your website. Mm-hmm. Pretty website, by the way.
Thank you.
Who designed that?
Me.
Shut your mouth, how?
Vista Print.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
When I do, when I watch YouTube videos, and they're always like advertising people's mm-hmm. videos on how to build your own website and all that.
It's really easy.
It is.
Yep.
Does it cost?
Yeah. It's like you can. It's a fee to get your website, and then of course the fee comes with just the monthly, the stuff that you can do with
yeah.
it. They have different tiers that you can use. There's still different website, different website packages.
Okay.
So And then, of course, the most important thing I tell people is, like, when you're starting a business and you want keep your business name, like, yeah. the web address, buy your domain name.
See, I've done that.
Yeah. So you buy your domain name, and then, like, Vistaprint offers to do that. So if you start yeah. something, and you can buy your domain name, and once you buy it, it's yours.
How much is it through Vistaprint? Because I know with Google, it was, like, $10.
Yeah, I only paid, like, $19 for my domain name.
It was, like, a year, right? You pay it every year?
No, I pay for mine forever. So maybe that's why mine costs more.
Probably. Because yeah. I think I did it through, I want to say it was Google or yeah. something like that, but it was like $10 a year.
Yeah, mine
is for your domain.
The one I paid for was I paid the amount so I could have it the same
yeah.
forever because
okay.
I don't want to buy. Because I mean,
I was going to say, because if you like me, I'll buy the .com, .org, .net, .edu, I'll buy all of that.
Oh, I didn't think about doing that.
So that you won't, because that's one of the problems I know for sure the White House had, because you know the White House has their own website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody came up with a White House website, but it was a porn site.
Oh, that is inappropriate. Okay. Yeah, no, that's not it.
And so it's a good idea, if you ever want to buy your domain, make sure you buy all of them.
Okay.
Right. Because I think that's why they switched to .gov by then.
Because, I mean, I don't want to go into pastryshack.net and it's
right.
a bunch of naked
Yeah,
because
some people might get confused and be like, oh, was it .com or .net?
Mm-mm.
I'll just pick .net and then you see.
Deacon Williams ain't going to like that.
Right.
That's my right. name. He ain't going to like that. So, okay, I got to check that out. Right. Thank you.
No problem. That was free. This is going to cost you. But, So I was going through your website,
mm-hmm.
and so you started baking because you wanted to be on the Food Network.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so I am obsessed with the show, the Next Food Network Star. Like, yeah. I'm obsessed. And I watch it I go through the challenges and all that stuff. So this particular season, I'm going through the challenges, I'm working, I'm getting it. You know, I'm like, I can do that. I mean, I'm going to go on this show. I'm going to be the next Food Network star. And so then it came to a baking challenge. And I was like, screw.
So they're doing it. So you're watching it on TV.
Yeah,
mimicking
what they're like, whatever the challenge
is.
So
last time I saw that was on Last Holiday with Queen Latifah.
Yep, something like similar, yeah. just like that. And so for me, I was like going through. And then it came to a baking challenge. And I was like, red flag. You don't know how to bake. Like, I don't know how to bake from scratch. Now, I can jazz up a box cake. with the best stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I did not know how to bake from scratch. I'm like, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap. I can't go on the show not knowing how to bake. So then I started teaching myself how to bake. I actually took a couple of, I took a couple of weekend classes. I took two. I had a girlfriend go with me to one of them. We had a ball. At when Le Cordon Bleu was still here in Dallas,
yeah,
they would have, like, these weekend little workshops. Uh-huh. So I took a couple of those, and then I've just YouTube and a bunch of books that I bought online and to teach myself how to bake. And
that is
10 years,
neat.
9 years later, I'm here.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a journey.
Right. Before we go on, I want to say hey to Tanisha. You know Tanisha?
Yes, that's one of my closest friends.
Yeah, she's watching. She sent a whole bunch of purple heart emojis.
Mm, she's so
and
sweet.
Then Gary. Mm-hmm. And then Mackenzie, that's your
my
daughter.
Baby. That's
is that
my...
the one that I met?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's
I was
my
her baby.
Baby.
You ain't got to answer that. So...
She gonna be so mad at me. She gonna be so mad.
And Shanta.
Shantae.
Shantae.
Her,
that's I'm
also,
sorry,
that's my
Shantae.
Best friend. Yes.
Sashay Shantae.
Yes, Sashay. And she is that. And she right. She embodies all of that.
Right.
Yes.
Thank y'all for watching. Make sure y'all share it so Miss Nikki can get all the exposure she can. We're trying to, so
thank
she can
you.
Have like, she can have a like a building, like a warehouse or something.
That's the plan. I'm trying to take over the world one cupcake at a time. That's
right.
My, that's
amen.
My, I am. I really am. That's my goal. So.
So what was the first thing, because you said you couldn't bake. So what was the first things that you made from scratch?
German chocolate cupcakes.
That's my favorite.
That is my
did
mom
you bring
and
them?
My dad. I bought one.
That's mine.
Okay.
Well, no, all of them are mine.
Listen, see, there are 6 cupcakes in here.
All for me.
There are several people in this building. You can at least
they'll
share
they'll be all right.
One.
Oh. They got pizza and greens in the
that
in
pizza
the break
and
room.
Greens?
Yeah, that's how they eat around here.
That combination. Okay. That combination is interesting. But no, okay, so in the box today what I brought a sample of 6 different flavors. German chocolate. I'm going to open the box. So you have German chocolate, you have lemon, there's a milk chocolate cupcake, a coconut cream cupcake, an Italian cream cheese cupcake, and a sweet potato cupcake.
Oh, okay.
Sweet potato is
oh,
a holiday.
Never, never had a sweet potato cupcake.
It's a holiday flavor. It's only, I only put it on the menu through November 1st through like the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so let me unpackage my gift.
I'm you got a black eyed peas cupcake?
I.
Because you know black folks like eating black eyed peas at the beginning of the year.
I'm going to just say ew. I'm going to just say ew on that one. And so, yeah. So this is what it is. So can I show this?
Oh, snap.
I'm gonna put
yeah,
this
the,
up
there's
to
a camera right there.
All right. So how do I do that?
How does it look, Paul?
How does
you
it
see?
Look, Paul? Hold on, Paul. Tell me.
She's trying to show her cupcakes. Tip it down.
A little more? More to the tilt.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. So it? Which one is which now?
Okay, you gonna have to. I can't.
Okay, so
and
I see the
German.
I see the German chocolate at the top right.
Tilted down.
Okay, then what's the one underneath the German chocolate?
German chocolate is milk chocolate underneath.
Okay.
Next to the German chocolate is lemon. Underneath the lemon is Italian.
Okay, that's the one I like.
Next to the Italian on the bottom is sweet potato, and above sweet potato is coconut cream.
Okay.
So that is.
We'll give the coconut about. One to somebody else because I. Because
you don't like that one. All right, that's not selfish
it's
at
just
all.
The, well, it's the coconut.
Not even.
It's a texture thing. But what was I about to say? So how long did it take you to get to where you are now?
Oh, wow. I started really, really slow. So, of course, it's all about word of mouth. And my mother is a beautician. Okay.
Yeah, I heard.
And she know everybody in Dallas. I promise you, I think my mama knows everybody in Dallas.
Let's do a shameless plug. Where she do hair at? And what's
she does name? Hair at a shop. She does hair out of a shop in DeSoto called LeRae's Beauty Salon.
Okay.
And she does it. She's got her clientele spread out, and it's a little bit different because of COVID. But they do have a very safe shop. It's very COVID safe for all of you newcomers. She does accept walk-ins. And my mother's really old school. I'm going to give her that because she is all about healthy hair and taking care of your hair. She has a lot of older clients and a lot of little girls. So my mom is...
And what's her name?
Her name is Annette Williams.
Annette. So check out Annette at the...
LeRae's Beauty Salon. Yes,
all right.
In DeSoto.
It's French. 444.
Really? No way. So of course, I started making cupcakes, and I would bring them to the beauty shop, and I would just say, sample this. My mom said, okay, you should start selling them. Shantae, that friend that's watching.
Sashay Shantae.
She is the girl boss in our group.
Okay.
So she was already like, no, this is what you need to do, and this is how you need to do it, and she kind of helped me kind of take it further. She is like, when it comes to business, like, I should plug her business too, because she's a business owner herself. She is.
What did
she
do?
She's a real estate agent.
Oh, okay.
And she is all about getting you into a home, and she's just phenomenal in that way. And but
you have to bring her on the show.
Yes, she would definitely, and she's not gonna be shy. Okay, I promise you, she gonna show out.
Right. Let me tell y'all what happened. Since she brought it up, I wasn't gonna say nothing. So I was telling. So I had text Nikki a few days ago. I was like, "Girl, come here by 4:30, so that we can set up the cameras and the microphones and all that stuff." She said, "Okay." But when she got here and saw the camera, she was like, "Let me, I gotta go. Give me a few minutes. Let me go to the bathroom."
In my defense, people that are watching, I don't always read through everything. Okay, I don't read all the emails at work, and I always don't read the text message. My friends will tell you I will read something wrong in a heartbeat and go left with it, and they'll be like, "Ma'am," and I'm like, "My bad. That's my fault. Let me really back, you know?" So, and I just, I completely glazed over the camera part. So I heard radio show. So yeah. I was like, okay. And then I saw cameras. I'm like, one more time, what now?
Right. So for those who don't know, this is an internet radio show, but we do it live on Facebook because it's just nice. And then I remember when I started doing podcasting and started, when I started doing podcasts, they were like, "We want to see you." So I was like, okay.
Okay.
And here we are.
All right.
Well, so now you know next time.
Yep, and I'm not nervous anymore. I'm good.
All right.
Yep.
That's good.
I got it together.
I told her to start drinking before we did the show, but she...
Nope.
She ain't want none.
Sir.
So you started selling the cupcakes in your mom's shop.
Yep, that's the place I started. And then, of course, church. You know, church folks are always going to support you.
Right.
Whether you are terrible or great. Thankfully, I got some honest church folks.
Right.
And they was like, "This tastes terrible. Change this." Like, I have them kind of... Church, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. My aunt
must be Baptist.
Yes, my aunt Tanya. My aunt Tanya and my aunt Sharon are very forward, and they gonna let you know, "No, ma'am, this taste, you need to do something different." So,
because I was brought up Baptist, so I know them, especially them old mothers.
Yeah, yeah, young mothers too, because these women I'm talking about is young, they ain't old.
Oh, so don't care.
But like they're like family, so I value their opinions and stuff like that. And so it kind of just grew from there. I kind of started with different recipes. I started with the menu has changed so much over the years with like the flavors that I offered, because like some things aren't good, some things don't go well together. Yeah. And I have a really imaginative mind, so I was always trying to put stuff together that didn't probably necessarily go.
Just like when Burger King started selling tacos.
Bingo. Stay in your lane, Burger King.
Right.
Exactly. I had to stay in my lane, and I had to learn that my palate is eclectic, but everybody else's palate is not. So I had to bring it down a little bit. And then, of course, I also added stuff to the menu that I don't like. For instance, I added a new flavor just this year, a peanut butter brownie cupcake.
Ooh,
because my
good.
Mother, I need you to focus. My mother loves peanut butter. And she kept saying, "You need to put some peanut butter on your menu. Put some with peanut." I was like, "Mama, put some in me." Finally, so I got a peanut butter cookie now and a peanut butter brownie cupcake specifically for my mom because she, and then of course, my best friend, same person, Shantae, "Can you do something with strawberry? Because I just love strawberry and it's all about strawberry," and it's actually all about her.
Yeah.
So for her, I created a strawberry
shortcake
cupcake. And she loves it, and that's like her new favorite thing. And so,
So you do cakes, cupcakes, brownies, and cookies.
Oh, no. I do cakes. I do custom cakes. I do cupcakes. I do something, I call them Fab Five cupcakes. And they're actually jumbo overloaded cupcakes.
Ooh.
And that's what the peanut butter brownie is.
Yeah.
It's a jumbo overloaded cupcake. The strawberry shortcake is also, those are also on the website, everybody. and then I do muffins and muffins and donuts. And I do something called Cookie Witches, and which basically is a cookie sandwich with buttercream frosting in the middle. I didn't have any of those to bring. I wish I had. I gave them all away to my little cousins at Thanksgiving, and you know, they tore them up. So
it's fine. Now that I know what you did with them.
Yes.
So what is your website so Paul can put it in the comment section?
It is thepastryshack.com. Shack is spelled S-H-A-Q. It's a play on my name.
So do you have to put www? What are you doing?
I don't know.
How you do that?
Paul typing.
Right.
My daughter's so cute. She's talking about almost everything.
Oh, yeah. Lowercase kid. There we go. Baby.
Hi, Kenzie. Hi, everybody.
Thank y'all so much for watching. Make sure y'all share. We're trying to get her as much exposure as possible.
Thank you.
So, Yay! It worked. Thank you.
Oh, that's neat.
Paul, thank you.
Paul, you good at your job.
Right, Kurt. Get you some song early.
Paul need a raise, y'all. Huh?
Oh,
no.
That was on radio and Facebook.
My bad, Dre.
Come back next week.
My bad, Dre.
Right. what was that? Look, you didn't call me. You didn't throw me off. Because I don't write nothing down. I try to go off the dome, but you done made me lose track.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, how long did it take? Did it take like 4, 5, 6 years in order to, because you said it was just a hobby, right?
Yeah, it was. It was. It started out, it just like I would do it and people were like, oh, Nikki, I heard you baking. Make me some cupcakes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it kind of became, I realized how good I was at it. And mm-hmm. I honestly loved it more than cooking. Like, because with cakes and with pastries, you can be so much more creative. Like, yeah. You can just, like with your cake, I was so excited to do your cake because I'd never done a cake like that before.
Right.
And it's like, I was focused on those flowers. My daughter was like, Mom, these look just like the flowers. I was like, I don't know. I was focused. I was getting them lines right. I was like, this got to be just like the flowers on Blanche's curtains. I was determined to get those flowers right. And, like, so with cakes, you can be so much more creative. And I love art. So I get to be, like, really artistic when I make cakes.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. And so when I realized that I was really good at it, and I said, maybe I really should turn this into a business. And so, like I said, 9 years later, here we are.
That is so amazing. And I really tip my hat off to bakers. Because cooking, which I love to do, is good. Baking, it's a science.
You have to be very precise because
it's kind of like how cooking is a science, but then baking is like a chemistry. Like it's a little, you got to go a little bit deeper. Like you can put too much salt on the food and fix it.
Right.
You can't put too much salt in a cake and then be like, oh, let me just fix it by doing like no. Nope, once it's in the oven, it's in God's hands.
But you're right.
Because I remember the first thing I did, because I used to do box cakes too, like who does it? And I think the very first thing that I had did from scratch was, well, like regular cakes okay, but cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesecake was like the grand poobah of me like being like, I want to bake or I am a baker.
Right.
And I remember the first time I did it, it was brown all on the top and then the cake had collapsed.
Yep, that's not it.
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
It's tasted all right, but I'm just like visually,
Right.
And so it went until I realized to make cheesecake, you need room temperature ingredients.
Yep.
And that helped so much.
Yep.
And then I had to stop opening the oven to check it.
Yes. That's what oven lights are for, baby.
I know, but girl, I was in a raggedy apartment where it was all bills paid. They didn't have an oven light. It was me with the kitchen light on and my flashlight on my phone now. Like,
that's not it.
Okay.
That's okay.
Especially when you turn the oven right. on.
Well, see, I come from my mom bakes. She makes like the world's best 7-Up cake. Like it's, she'll make a 7-Up cake. Yeah. People love it. So my mom, I learned that from my mom. Don't open that oven. And you know, don't let that, you're going to let the heat out. It's like, Mom, what? Don't shit. Like, right. Just look in there. I'm like, okay, look in the window. So I learned that from my mother.
And you know, years ago, you couldn't make a noise in the kitchen
because
the cake will collapse.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that is just so weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely, I have panicked and rebaked dozens of cupcakes that did not rise perfectly.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, what did I forget? Did I put too much baking soda? Did I put baking powder instead of baking soda? You know, it's like my eggs have to be at room temperature.
Well, see, so that's I keep the Arm & Hammer in the refrigerator.
Yep.
And keep the Glabber Girl in the counter.
Who?
Glabber Girl? What's it called? That baking soda? I mean, the baking powder? Y'all need
the...
Y'all
in the white can with the red letters?
Yeah.
That's white can with the red letters. I don't know what it's called. But I buy the exact same
it's kind. I think it's Glabber or Glabber Girl. I want to say that's what it's called.
Is it?
I'm going to look it up.
Look just at that. Because. I have never known the name of it. I just pick up that can. I am not even playing. Oh, my God. It has a name.
Yeah.
Shut your face. Look at that.
I'm finna look it up. I didn't know. Well, it's the powder, right?
Yeah, baking powder. No, it's baking powder. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a little brown can. It's got red letters, and it's a white can.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the name of it is. I just know that's the name. That's the can I get.
I'm finna look it up.
That is special.
Because I remember when I said, Flabbergirl, there it is right there.
Is that what the name of it?
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm about to drop everything.
I hope Buddy Velasquez isn't watching this. He would be so disappointed.
There it is right there.
Oh, it is. It's called, well, I mean, that's exactly the one I buy.
Look, I taught the bank or something.
Look at that.
Okay,
then.
Right.
I know it now.
Right. But I keep that in the counter and the Arm & Hammer in the refrigerator. So, because I don't mix the two up.
Do not.
Because it ain't going to
It's just not
right.
great.
Nope.
Yes,
nope,
I learned that the hard way. And so,
then, I remember when I made biscuits for the first time.
Ooh.
They were stones.
Okay.
I mean scones. Yep. Both. But they were they did not turn out right. But the other day when I did the Facebook Live, did you watch it, Paul?
When you were cooking?
Yeah, when I was cooking on the live.
But I saw the finished results.
You saw the finished those biscuits made by these hands.
Oh.
Those buttermilk biscuits. And they came out so perfect.
Great.
Then my mama, she's so shady.
Oh.
I was like, here, mama, taste. But she's like, oh, it tastes just like the can.
You know what?
That is not a compliment.
At all. Thanks, mama. Thanks. Okay. No. Yeah, that's all. I mean, I've had people say
that
to me.
I don't want my biscuits tasting like Pillsbury.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, because it's a totally different taste.
It defeats the purpose of even baking from scratch.
Exactly.
Just like, yeah, I agree with that.
Even though it's cheaper to make buttermilk biscuits from scratch.
It is cheaper. Yeah, I agree with that. I've had people tell me that my cakes taste like box cakes.
Like, no.
And I actually, you know, I have...
Stop selling to them?
No. I try not to be a violent person, but, you know, I'm also... You know, I have my fuse is short. I'm just going to be honest with you. Short.
Right.
So don't you dare say that this cake tastes like a box cake when I redid this cake two times, lady, you know, or something. But I'm sorry. I don't want to run off no potential customers. But no, and it's just like, it's like, trust me, people, and I think people do sometimes, they're kind of, now, I'm not even saying this about your mother. I'm just saying people in general that I've run into over the years
since I've
been doing this.
Go ahead. I give you permission. Mm-mm. Every now and then I tell somebody, no, don't say nothing about my mama.
I'm not going to do that.
Listen, she totally just disrespected my biscuits.
Yeah.
It's all fair game.
Man. I'm not. Miss Andre's mom, I'm not doing that. So don't get me involved in that. I'm not going to do that. No, because my mama is watching this. I wish I would talk crazy. You crazy? You trying to get me cut?
That is too funny.
Sister Williams, don't play that, okay? I am do not disrespect one's parents. But, I mean, I have loved every moment of this. I have met some really interesting people. My business has grown. And it's a funny thing because I just added muffins and donuts to my menu this year.
Oh, shut your face.
Yep, because I wanted to... The name of it is the Pastry Shack.
Yeah.
And all I had was cupcakes. I'm like, man, I got to have some more pastries on this.
Right.
Menu. You know what I'm saying? This ain't enough. So I started with donuts, and then I was like, the muffins the first
time
I made
it. Is it like
the
negative ones or just the ones that I can get from Shipley's?
Oh, no, sweetie. I go all out. I have a maple almond donut. It's it's an almond donut.
Keep going.
I'm sorry. But it has toasted almonds on top.
Mm-hmm.
So you give it a little crunch. So you got, I like texture.
Got
so
you,
I like,
yeah.
So I have a coconut key lime donut and it has toasted coconuts on it and it's key lime icing. So it's really yummy. I have a French toast donut. I think that's my best friend's favorite. She'll probably agree. She's also watching.
Donuts.
Yes. It's a French toast donut. I tried to make French toast
right.
in a donut. I think I got kind of close. My kids love it. My best friend and my boy love French toast.
Yeah.
And they love it, so I think I did great. So that is like their favorite breakfast to eat.
French
so, toast yeah, donuts. The donuts are like, I tried to make them fancy donuts.
Yeah.
And then, of course, muffins the same. I have kind of like standard muffins, lemon, poppy seed, orange cranberry. Yeah.
Poppy seed,
cinnamon roll.
Poppy seeds are really good. Have you ever had a poppy seed muffin before?
Lemon poppy seed is my favorite
They're really
muffin.
Good. When I was a baker for Kroger's, I was like, well, you know, I might as well try some stuff for free because I wasn't finna pay for it.
Oh.
So I was like, let me grab these because, you know, especially if customers come up to you, they be like, you know, what do these taste like? I can't say, I don't know.
Yeah. And see, that's me. And I have to taste every single thing that I bake so I can tell people, oh, it tastes like this. It tastes, even with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of peanut butter, but I got to taste it so that I can say it tastes like this or if the texture's off to me. So that's the upside and the downside to baking, I think.
But thank God you ain't got no allergies.
Yeah, that part. Because if I had allergies, I wouldn't have no peanut butter, nothing right. on my menu. My mom would just be mad. Right. Just being honest.
Like, look, I'm going to make you a plain muffin. You're just going to have to slather
yeah.
some peanut butter.
Put some peanut butter spray, some peanut butter spray on my tongue. I don't know how you gonna know, but I'm not touching peanut butter. No.
So the peanut butter ones, does it have like actual peanuts in it?
No, but I use real peanut butter to make the cupcake.
Oh, okay,
that makes you feel better.
No, not really. Oh. But but I do want to taste it though. But no, because I like crunchy peanut butter.
Your attitude is atrocious. Ah! But I love you though. I do. I'm just playing.
Thanks for telling me. That's the nicest
thing. You are
thing
welcome.
Anybody's
you are absolutely adorable.
What? What you looking at Paul, me like that, Paul?
Paul disagrees, apparently.
Paul don't know me when I'm out. He just know when I'm here. That's all.
Paul said lies.
Right.
I think he did.
But what else? I had something else.
Did you?
But I keep... Paul be throwing me off sometimes. But oh yeah, oh we only got a few minutes left, so let me try.
Oh, you want to try? Okay.
Hold on, let me pick wisely.
They all good.
I know they all
and
good.
I think
you
should let Paul pick as well. Paul should.
Yeah, let's Paul pick one.
Okay, Paul, and you and Paul and pick a cupcake.
Okay.
And let me know your
cupcake. Pick a struggle.
Right.
Look at that.
That's what we should have named today's show, Pick a Cupcake. And so this one is the, which one is this?
That's the sweet potato.
Okay, that's the one I want to try.
Okay.
Because I like sweet potato.
And honestly, that's actually one of my Fab Five flavors as well.
Yeah.
It's an actual.
Why you call it that?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked that. So I call it a Fab Five cupcake because five things make up the cupcake. It's a jumbo cupcake. It has a cream filling. It has a buttercream topping. It has a cake and something crumble. It depends on what the cupcake is. Like,
yeah.
For
which
instance,
one did you get, Paul?
The very first one at the top.
That's the coconut cream one.
Oh,
right?
I thought that was a German chocolate because I was like, you're going to fight him.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't
so please
be
don't
fight.
Eat that one, Paul.
Oh, it's going to be him. Nope. Nope, she don't.
Cake. Paul, where were you when I said that a few minutes ago? Really, Jay? You just going to hide the box now? Wow.
Put it right here.
There's only one in there. You can at least half it.
Okay,
in.
We'll half it after the show.
Oh,
but he already picked one, so stick to them.
You raised your voice, so that means he might not get it.
Oh, girl, I'm like this.
I didn't get any of your Golden Girl cake, so I'm not getting any of that.
Okay, so I'm sorry, interrupt, but start over with the Fab Five.
Okay, so Fab Five, it's a jumbo overloaded cupcake. And what makes them Fab Five are the jumbo cupcake, the cream filling, the buttercream topping, the... I'm sorry, he dancing!
I know! Paul over here shaking like booty meat over here. He worse than that...
Is that a good? It's a good cupcake, I guess.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, he worse than that fat kid on Matilda.
Oh wow, that's not right. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3. Buttercream top. Oh no, crumble.
Yeah,
and
the
then
crumble.
A drizzle.
A drizzle. Okay.
So that's why I said they're called Fab Five because five things make up each different cupcake.
Oh okay. Ooh.
And there are five flavors. There are five main Fab Five flavors, and there are two fall flavors, two holiday flavors. Okay. So,
no, Sheila.
No, she said get, yeah, that's...
No,
that's,
he can't get it. That's mine. That's the one I'm going to get.
Yes.
I don't need Sheila telling Paul.
That is one of her favorites. That's my best friend's mom. Right. Hi, Sugar Mama.
Right. As a matter of fact, before I eat this cupcake, hey, I'm sorry, Strange.
Who? Oh, that's Darylin. That's my aunt.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miss Strange.
That's my aunt. And then Lakeitha Jones is my best friend. And then her mom.
Right. And hey, Patty. And hey, David. And hey, Uncle Saint. Let me try this cupcake.
Okay. So yes, that's the sweet potato cupcake.
Oh, my God.
Silence. I like silence. That's a good thing.
This one turned into an ASMR video.
I don't know what that means. You just going to smack into the microphone? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
That is good.
Thank you.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I might go get me some milk. Put this back in there.
I'm so glad you like it.
That is so good. I ought to bite off the German chocolate one so I ain't got to give it to him.
Wow.
Good.
Dre, that's not nice at all. That is not nice.
That's me. So, before we go, let's talk about your prices.
Okay.
How much for this right here?
So, for a 6-count of standard, like, those are considered regular cupcakes, standard cupcakes. Yeah. A 6-count of standard, why would you, oh, man, that's, like, off the top of the dome.
Oh, you don't know?
Because sometimes I don't.
Girl, if you don't, it's all right. I go in and out but of my relatives' names. But, no,
honestly, my prices are, I think they are, I think they're fairly.
Yeah, okay. So, if y'all saw the last show, which was, like, last month, my Golden Girls cake was, like, $65. Mm-hmm. Which is really good.
Yeah.
For a cake like that.
Yeah, and it was a lot of detail. But the reason why it was the amount that it was, even at the size.
No, to me,
the
65 was like perfect.
And the thing about it is, I don't have overhead, so I don't have. I bake from my home, so I'm a home based bakery. So I don't have like bills. I don't have like the overhead of a shop and things like that.
You ain't
got
to pay employees. So exactly, and all that
I'm
stuff.
Only one person. So I kind of try to keep my prices as competitive as possible. Mm. I know that there are tons of phenomenal bakers and cake designers in DFW that have shops that, you know, and they cost more, and I get that.
Right.
You know, but for me, I mean, my prices are on the website though.
Yeah.
You go to the website, the What We Offer page, all the prices are listed on the website. I just don't know anything. I know the only thing I know off the top of my head is a dozen regular cupcakes is $32. That's the one thing I know, because that's like the thing that people order the most.
So that's one thing you just know off top. I remember when I worked in fast food and people were like, how much is this? I don't know.
Yeah. I know how much stuff is look individually. Up there. Yeah, because when I do the farmer's market on the weekend, everybody, in Las Colinas, can I say that on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't want to be
because we got a few moments before he comes back, so.
Okay, so on Saturday, every Saturday through December, through the 5th, every Saturday, the 5th, is it the 12th? The first three Saturdays in December, daggone, because I can't think of the actual dates. I'll be doing the farmer's market in Las Colinas.
Yeah.
It's located at the corner of MacArthur Avenue and Las Colinas Boulevard.
I was just going to ask that, so I'm glad you...
So, it's located in the Lombardi. If you know the Lombardi's Italian restaurant is, it's located in that parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And so, since I've been doing the farmer's market, I have grown my business, like, double. And it has really been a blessing. The people at the farmer's market are phenomenal. My daughter is my assistant and I shouldn't say just my daughter. My best friend comes out there also.
Yeah.
She's out there more for moral support because she is just not, nope. She's the money person. Like she's a human freaking calculator. Like she really is. So
so how does the farmer's market work?
Oh, well, it's like, I love it because it's like, it's a European style artisan market. So it's not just meat, vegetables, stuff like that. You can get aromatherapy. There's a aromatherapy vendor. There's a black coffee vendor. And what I love about it is there are a lot of black owned businesses out there.
Okay.
The coffee vendor is a young guy. Like, I don't think Jonathan's 30. And he started a coffee business. And it is good coffee. And his family is from Eritrea. I don't know if I said that right. I'm in Africa.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the country, it's the small country just above Ethiopia.
Oh, okay.
And so they have an Ethiopian blend coffee that is phenomenal. And then my friend Stephanie is next door to my booth, and she is an aromatherapy. It's called Harmony Fox.
Yeah.
So I like to plug, like, my people. I like
you got to, always. That's why I brought you on.
Yeah,
because, and then my friend from Sage and Things, I brought her on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, we got to get each other out there.
Yeah. And I love the farmer's market because there are a lot of black-owned small businesses out there. And it's just, it's like a community, it's a family.
Right.
And so they've embraced me because I'm the newest, I think I'm one of the newest vendors.
How long have you been out there?
I've only been out there this year. I just started the farm, doing the farmer's market in July.
Right before the damn COVID.
Yep, I just started doing it in July, so.
Okay.
We got to take
it. So, what days are you there?
Saturday. Every Saturday in December, I will be at the farmer's market in Las Colinas.
Okay. Okay, now we gotta go.
Okay.
Because, oh my God, Paul. But yeah, the sweet potato is really good.
Paul's dancing.
Thank y'all for watching. Please make sure you share this video so Miss Nikki can get her pastry stuff on up. So she be the new Sarah Lee.
So wait, my mom just
and
said
the new hostess.
Her and my dad are watching.
Yeah.
And she said, the host is cracking me up. My mama like you.
Everybody mama like me. except my own. So, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been awesome.
Since you know, you just shook your nerves off, we're going to have to invite you on again.
Okay.
And especially when my co-host Kenyon gets here so she can try.
Okay. But, and next time I'll bring a little bit of everything so you guys can try.
Please bring the peanut butter one and the donuts.
Okay, I can
do that. The only one I wanted to try was... I forgot.
A little bit of everything. I just said
that. Yeah, I know, but I want something specific. Okay, so thank you. We'll see y'all next week. We done ran over a little bit, but it's all right. Today was a good episode. So we'll talk to y'all later. Please share... like, comment under there. And we'll see y'all next week as I finish this. Oh, this is just too good.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you, family, for watching. I love y'all so much.
Right. Oh, I forgot that. Thank you. Bye.